this was Star Time movie theater that a lot of people went to, but I think that that had a large drug presence or something going on there. I'm not quite sure. I didn't usually hang out much in high school, but yeah, I heard a lot about that place. The police often hung out there too. Other than that, I'm not really aware of any place that was really popular for kids to go.
Okay. Had you heard about, people hanging out at the Waffle House? Was that a common occurrence?
People did talk about Waffle House. And Moe's. All the drama kids hung out at Moe's because they would tell me about it. They'd be like, yes, we hung out at Moe's yesterday and the day before. And I would be like, what? I've never been to Moe's. But
Moe's the burrito place?
Yes. It was right really close to our high school. Like a few, I don't even know, just like a street away. Right next to the Kroger. So they would all go to Moe's and eat, I guess.
Do you think a lot of people took advantage of the Chattahoochee Nature Center, or I've heard people talk about Vickery Creek, those sorts of places?
Well, my mom actually volunteered at the Chattahoochee Nature Center for most of my childhood, so I definitely went there a lot, and that place was awesome. I don't think a lot of people really knew about it, though. Most of my friends definitely didn't go there. They had a great Halloween program, really. You'd go there and people would be dressed up in costume in different areas and they'd tell you about their animal that they were dressed up as, and it's pretty exciting.
What was there to do on a daily basis at the Chattahoochee Nature Center?
Well, they had baby beavers for a long time, so it was fun to go and watch them. And they had snakes that, I don't know whether regular people could hold them, but because my mom actually volunteered there, we were allowed to hold them, and there were owls, and all sorts of different animals. It was just fun to go and look at them.
We were talking a little bit earlier about social dynamic in Roswell. Do you know of a divide between old Roswell versus new Roswell, as far as the people living there and as far as kind of the areas?
I would guess that more old Roswell would probably be like maybe the wealthier, I'm not really sure, people that we didn't talk to. I mean, if there was, I wasn't aware of it because I'd just never heard of it. So, not really. I mean, there is always the old Roswell area, which was pretty different than the Roswell that I'm like aware of, really, because they had a lot of old buildings and stuff, but we went there for functions sometimes. People, I didn't really see a difference.
Could you maybe describe the difference between the area of Roswell that you grew up in versus the older area?
The older area had smaller buildings and they had a wonderful ghost tour, I know that much. So apparently a lot of people died there. And they had a town square. I guess it was just set up more as like city planning would allow back then, whereas now they just put buildings everywhere and they're big and have lots of stuff.
What, if anything, do you know about the history of Roswell?
Not much. I mean, I think I used to know some stuff about the history of Roswell, but it's all lost now.
Do historical places like the Roswell Mill or Bullock Hall?
I've been to both of those places, but I don't really know much about them. We had to go to Bullock Hall for stuff in elementary school. I remember that much.
Do you remember what kind of stuff?
I feel like it may have been a chorus outing. Maybe. I'm not quite sure. That may have been another place.
So would you say they're important to Roswell in any way?
Yeah. I mean, at least to the adults in Roswell. Who knows?